If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So rosin up that bow for faded love and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band.
From dawn to dusk in the red dirt heat, busting it up for a couple of bucks. But it ain't no thing, just another day till I'm on my way to them cool, cool sheets. And you and me working on the night shift, baby. Talk, I know what you want and what you like, 'cause I do too. Yeah, I love how you leave on the lights, not a thing between you and me, and it feels so nice when you and I are working on the night shift, baby. When you're working on the night shift, baby.
Well, me and my lady had our first big fight, so I drove around till I saw the neon lights of a corner bar, and it just seemed right, so I pulled up. Not a soul around but the old barkeep down at the end, looking half asleep. But he walked up and said, what'll it be? I said, the good stuff. He didn't reach around for the whiskey. He didn't pour me a beer. His blue eyes kind of went misty. He said, you can't find that here. Cause it's the first long kiss on a second date. Mama's all worried when you get home late. Dropping the ring in the spaghetti plate. Cause your hands are shaking so much. And it's the way that she looks with her eyes and her hair. Eating burnt suppers the whole first year. And asking for seconds to keep her from tearing up. Yeah, man, that's the good stuff. He grabbed a carton of milk and he poured a glass. And I smiled and said, I'll have some of that. We sat there and talked as an hour passed, like old friends. I saw a black and white picture and it caught my stare. It was a pretty girl with bouffant hair. He said, that's my bonnet. Taken about a year after we wed. He said, I spent 5 years in the bottle when the cancer took her from me. But I've been sober 3 years now, cause the one thing stronger than the whiskey was the sight of her holding our baby girl. The way she adored that string of pearls I gave her the day that our youngest boy Earl married his high school love. And it's a new t-shirt saying I'm a grandpa, been right there as our time got small, and holding her hand when the good Lord called her up. Yeah, man, that's the good stuff. He said, when you get home, she'll start to cry. When she says I'm sorry, say so am I. And look into those eyes so deep in love. Drink it up, cause that's the good stuff. Yeah, that's the good stuff.
WIAA High School Sports is on the air. Brought to you by Heckman Auction Sales and Service, Shawabigan Home Furnishings, Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, LPK Dental, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Phillips Lumber and Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Medford Motors, and by Bader Sports Center. Now, let's head out for all the exciting play-by-play of WIAA High School Sports.
Hey, welcome, everybody. Jeff Haken and along here with Nathan Podowels. We're in Phillips, Wisconsin, and it is varsity girls basketball action. We have the Rib Lake Redmen in town. Austin Edwards, their head coach, he's in town, back in town, I should say, yeah. A legend here over in Phillips, coaching the Redmen girls here now in his first trip over to Phillips to coach here. So excited to see this game here tonight. It's the Phillips Loggers winning their sixth consecutive conference championship, an impressive thing on the Loggers' part right there. Austin Edwards and the Rib Lake Redmen finishing in second this year here. Yep. But it's going to be an exciting matchup. Last time they met, this was a good game. We did this one down in Rib Lake. We made it for that, and I'm expecting the same here. They got the, Mattia Eckert over here in Phillips, averaging 21 points, almost 22 points a game, and 10 rebounds. Kendra Timmer is at 10-7, 10.7 rebounds. Sarah Knack, 8 points. Loggers scoring the ball at a high rate. The Rib Lake Redmen have Addison Gums leading the way at 10.5 points. Emma Tlusty at 10 points, and Tessa Week at close to 8 points. Looking for a good matchup here. We're going to go do this national anthem here in just a moment, followed up by our starting lineups. All right, here comes the national anthem. All right, there we have it. National anthem. And the starting lineups set to go here in just a moment. Going to start out with the Rib Lake Redmen. Rib Lake Redmen, 9-6 on the season in the Merriwood North. All right, we have Shitower, Tlusky, Nimi, heard these Rib Lake names before. Gooms. And Tessa Week rounding it out for the Rib Lake Redmen. All right, here's Phil Sloggers. It's going to be a senior. Number four, Sarah Knack. Senior number 10, Matea Eckert. Senior number 11, Lily Miller. Senior, Kendra Timmers. And a junior, Anna Belon. All right, there we have it. Phillips Loggers in their white uniforms with black lettering. They're going to be working from right to left, and it is the Rib Lake Redmen in their solid maroon with white lettering. We're going to be working from left to right. These teams played earlier this season. It was the Phillips Loggers winning that matchup in Rib Lake. And Austin Edwards definitely going to want to see his Rib Lake girls fired up here tonight. A reflection of him. Here we are. Matea set to jump. Rib Lake comes away with the tip. They're going to start out. Looks like Loggers going to start out in a 1-3-1. And Rib Lake does a nice job getting into the post, kicking it back out. There's a skip pass right side. Shot from the corner goes up, and it's good. Right off the bat, a basket from Addison Gums from the right corner makes it 2-0 here, 17:40 to go. It's a Loggers turn. Lily Miller in the corner with it. Up to Belon. And over right side to Knack. Now to Timmers. Looking to get it to Matea in the low block. They do. Matea backs in and puts it up just a little too long. Matea Eckert ties this game up at 2. Loggers going to full court press with the 1-3-1. Rib Lake gets it in. And a skip pass. Not able to get it across half court. Now they do. Rib Lake gets it across. Loggers staying in the 1-3-1. They get it into the low block. Rib Lake does kick it out. And into the left corner. Knocked out of bounds by Sarah Knack. Going to stay with Rib Lake. 17 minutes to go here. Tied up at 2. Rib Lake ball side out of bounds. They get it into the corner. Up to the wing, trying to get it up to the top of the key. They do. Redmen against this 1-3-1. Pressure from Matea. A dribble drive in, taken away from Kendra to Sarah. Sarah throws it ahead to Matea, but it goes out of bounds. A little off on their pass. 16:49 to go, tied up at 2. It is the Rib Lake Redmen ball. They get it in bounds. Trying to avoid the full court pressure from the Loggers. They cross half court. Attack the basket all the way. It's going to be a foul on Anna Belon. She got there a little bit late trying to draw the charge. And that's going to put Emma Slusty at the line. Slusty set to shoot her first free throw. First one's good. And Rib Lake leading 3-2. All right, second one from Slusty is up. That one good as well. Rib Lake leading 4-2. 16:43 to go here in this ball game, or in this first half, I should say. Just skip past to Miller. Lily gets it into Matei at the high post. Back out to Bilan. She's going to shoot the three. It's good. Anna Bilan, a big three-point shot. Gives the Loggers a 5-4 lead. Rib Lake gets it across half court against this press. That's a Weak with the ball. He's the right side. A give and go back to Weak. Puts the shot up. No good. Rebound by Knack. Ripped away by Weak. And it's going to stay with Redmond. Rib Lake ball side out of bounds. 16:12 to go. It's 5-4. Loggers leading the Redmond. And Rib Lake gets it in. Here's Matei at the top of that 1-3-1. Rib Lake gets it to the corner. Drives to the basket. No good. Weak side rebound by Rib Lake. And they have possession up at the top, almost ripped away by Sarah Knack. Three-point shot goes up from Rib Lake. It's no good. And you're going to get a foul on Rib Lake reaching over the back. That was Emma Tlusty with the foul. Going over Lily Miller's back. Lily Miller doing a nice job boxing out. 15:53 to go here in this first half. It's 5-4, Loggers leading the Redmen. Knack gets the ball across half court. Over to Bilan. Quick pass to Matea by the basket. A little floater, no good for Matea. She gets a steal, though. Puts the shot up. That one's no good. They're fighting hard against Matea, ripping rebounds, but the Loggers keep possession. And Matea at the top. Gives it off to Lily Miller. Loggers going to run their offense. Timmers. Here's Miller. To Knack. Sarah finds a beautiful play.
Wow.
Kendra finds Matea right by the basket. Matea misses it. Rebounded by Rib Lake. And Rib Lake maintains possession. Loggers keep a one-point lead. Matea trying to find the basket here. It's Rib Lake ball. They have it in the corner. They get it into the low post. And we're going to get a foul on Matea. Second team foul on the Loggers. And it's going to be Rib Lake ball under their own basket. All right, Rib Lake taking it in. Get it into the high post. And over to the left corner, three-point shot goes up. It's no good. Rebound by Bilan. And Phillips going to go the other direction, leading 5-4. 14:51 to go. Knack picks up her dribble. Finds Lily Miller. Miller over to Matea. Matea in the left corner, looking for somewhere to go with the ball. She's going to pull up from about 18 feet. It's short. Matea off on her shots to start out. Rib Lake gets it ahead. Cross half court. Rib Lake going to start out their offense. Over to the right corner. Skip pass left wing. Deep three-point shot from Rib Lake. And hits nothing out of bounds. And it's going to be Loggers' ball. All right, Loggers basketball. 14:25 to go first half. The 5-4 lead for the Loggers. There's Knack. Over to Lily Miller on his left wing. A couple quick passes. Matei has it in the left corner. And Loggers looking to reverse it. Get Matea up at the high post. She's going to hit it from the elbow. That one no good. Rebound by Rib Lake. That's a Weak with a big rebound. And they're going to push up left side. Rib Lake gets it into the corner. And here's a bad pass. This might be what Matea needs. Matea ahead of the pack is going to be a foul in front of her. She's going to shoot two free throws. Matea needing to get to the line to see something fall for her. Mom and Dad, good to have you watching back home. It's going to be a halftime show. The dance team is going to perform at halftime. Then my fifth grade girls group is going to be putting on a little show at halftime as well. Got a nice crowd here in Phillips.
Huge crowd.
Yeah, a lot of Rib Lake travels well, as you know. First free throw missed by Matea. Matea needing one to fall here. Once she sees one go through, it's on. Matea knows how to score 20 points real quick. 13:52 to go. Second free throw coming for Matea. That one up. That one's good. Matea makes it 6-4. 13:52 to go. And here is Riblake with the ball. Lager's going to fall into a man-to-man here now, switching up their defense a little bit. Over to the left wing. And Riblake looking to get their offense going. Nothing going here to start out against this man-to-man. Having to make some changes without a timeout. 13.5 minutes to go. They get into the low block. Going to stay with Riblake. Tipped out of bounds by Sarah Knack. 13:23 to go. Riblake running the stack out of the out-of-bounds play from underneath their own basket. Getting it up at the top. Left side, here's a shot for Gums. Three-pointer's good for Gums. Isabel Gums with the three-pointer gives Riblake a 7-6 lead. Here's Knack. Knack's going to pull up from 15 feet. That one no good. And Riblake comes away with the rebound. They're grabbing rebounds and swinging elbows. Playing strong here is Riblake. They want to get a win here in Phillips. All right, Riblake, a nice reverse pivot. Move by the basket, a little up and under. Missed by Riblake, going the other direction. Phillips with the ball, going from right to left here. They get it into the left corner. That's Miller with the ball. Tries lobbing it into Timmers. Riblake takes it away. Riblake playing nice defense. 12:39 to go. Riblake leading 7-6 over the Loggers. Ball on the ground. Lily Miller comes away with it. Lily Miller doing Lily Miller things. On the ground, scrapping away. Here's Knack. Finds Miller, opposite corner. Back out to Matea. Matea, out deep, kicks it to Sarah up at the top. Little give and go, quick pass, finds Timmers. Matea with a beautiful basket. Going to be an and one. Austin Edwards doesn't like that. Touchy call. He says, what are you calling? And it's going to be basket good for Timmers. She's going to shoot a free throw. Rayleigh Williams checking in. Anna Bilon getting a break. It's 8-7. Loggers leading right now. And Kendra Timmers at the line. Timmers for the old-fashioned three-point play. It's up. That one no good. Nice box out and rebound by Riblake. Phillips going to hold on to a one-point lead with 12-12 to go. First half. Here's a shot from Dahlman in the corner. It's no good. Riblake getting the rebound. Not good effort on the Loggers' end. And then they end up fouling. Going to be Riblake ball underneath their own basket. Loggers going to have to fight in this game to get a win. Nothing's going to come easy. Austin's got this Riblake team playing really well. Confident team. Here's a shot. Three-point shot from Gums. That one no good. Going to be white ball. Loggers basketball going the distance of the court. Loggers working from right to left here. They're not going to take it up and set up this offense. It's like a 1-2-2 press here from Riblake. And Gums tipped it out of bounds at the top. Going to stay with the Loggers. Lily Miller going to bring it up this time. Gums at the top. She's an athlete up there, a strong athlete. And they get into the high post. A little kick down to Timmers and tried to force it back into Matea. Wasn't there. Gets tipped out of bounds. Going to stay with the Loggers. Loggers on the left side of the court here. Taking the ball out of bounds under their own basket. Here's Knack. She gets it into Timmers. She's going to have a shot from the free throw line. It's no good. Rebound by Riblake. Going the other direction. And it's Gums going to push from the top. Gums. A little crossover, kicks it out, drive to the basket is good. Nice drive and bucket there from Avery Nemi. It's 9-8, Riblake leading. Here's Knack, right side over to Miller, back up top to Knack. And back to Miller, find Matea at the elbow. They kick it out. Loggers trying to work the in and inside-out game. Nobody wants to shoot and do anything with it, though. Riblake gets the steal, 11 minutes to go, Riblake leading by one. All right, Riblake has it down in the low block right now, looking for a little give and go. Riblake's fighting for the ball harder. They're coming away with loose balls. That ball on the ground, and Austin Edwards calls a timeout. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
you'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds too, and they even have kitchen and laundry appliances too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Nathan Podewalt here in Phillips, Wisconsin. We got a ball game here. It is 9-8. Rib Lake Redmond, the ladies, leading our Lady Loggers 9-8 with 10:51 to go in this first half. Leah Harper checking into the game, her first chance in the game here. And off this Austin Edwards timeout for Rib Lake. Here they get a quick shot from about 8 feet and hit it. Loggers not playing defense there. And it's 11-8, Rib Lake leading, 10:44 to go. Here's Miller. Over to Rayleigh Williams. Back up top to Miller. Trying to go to the right side. And a steal from Rib Lake. It's Dahlman this time, comes away with it. And Rib Lake going to take it up the court, right side. 10.5 minutes to go. Rib Lake with the ball. In their maroon uniforms with white lettering. Here's a drive left side. And she picked up her feet and traveled. That was Addison Gums. And she was trying to go to the basket, shuffled her feet a little bit, called for the travel. It's going to be Phillips ball. 10:17 to go. It's 11-8. Rib Lake leading the Loggers. Rayleigh Williams in the corner, and the Loggers just passing. Sloppy. Throw it away. Rib Lake's got the ball. 10:06 to go. Here's Gums. Kicks it back out to the other Gums. She's going to shoot the three. That one a little bit short. Matea comes away with it. Okay, it gives it to Miller. Lily Miller going to push it up. 10 minutes to go. Get it into Kendra Timmers. Rib Lake right there to rip it away. Playing so much stronger than the Loggers here to start out. And they get it down into the low block. A little up and under from Tessa Week is no good. Rebound Rayleigh Williams, and Tessa Week going to go over her back. It's going to be a foul on Rib Lake. Going to be Logger basketball, 9:37 to go. It's 11-8. Rib Lake leading. All right. Here's the Logger's turn. And it's Leah Harper another throwing that away. Rib Lake going the other direction. Rib Lake looking like the old Loggers on these fast breaks here.
Wow.
Head coach Mike Egerbrecht going to call a timeout. It's going to be a full timeout. It's 13-8, Rib Lake leading with 9.5 minutes to go. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North and Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. As you head out on the frozen lakes here in the Northwoods to fish for your catch of the day, remember that you'll always score big when you grab all of your ice fishing supplies from Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips, offering the best in live bait, tip-ups, jigs, ice augers, and all the winter clothing to keep you warm. Bader Sports Center is a proud local area sports broadcast sponsor. Bader Sports Center, located on Lake Avenue right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Nathan Podewalt here in Phillips, Wisconsin. The Lady Loggers taking on the Rib Lake Redmond. And with 9:27 to go in this first half, the Redmond with an early 13-8 lead over our Phillips Loggers. Here's Lily Miller with the ball for the Loggers, working against this Rib Lake defense that is really putting the pressure on. Rayleigh Williams missing a three-point shot for the Loggers. Matea coming with the rebound. Lily rips it away, resets up here. Miller gets it up to Harper. Over to Timmers in this right corner, kicking it back out. Matea at the top. Finds Miller. Back to Matea. Matea, little baby hook from close by the basket. Got to get her going. It's 13-10. Really got to get Matea going. Not a lot of the other girls for this Loggers team are confident shooting the ball here right now. 8:47 to go. Loggers down by three. Rib Lake with the ball. Get it into the high post, and then they throw it away. Loggers with a little run out of this timeout. And that's why you call them timeouts. Some changes going.
Stop the bleeding.
Stop the bleeding. That's what we say. All right, Loggers with the ball. Working right to left here. It's Lily Miller from the top. Gets it to Belon. Belon pressured. Here's Timmers. A quick pass to Matea by the basket. Matea turns that one over, going the other direction. And it's Gums ahead to Dahlman, and she travels with it, stumbled a little bit. It's going to be Loggers basketball. And it's Talia Scheitower checking back into the game, the junior. Hear that Scheitower name a lot, both sides, the boys and the girls. It's a busy family over there. There we go. Here's Lily Miller. She gets it poked away from her, but they're going to call the foul on Gums. Isabel Gums. Her first. The team's fifth. And Casey Quinnell checking in. Lily Miller going to get a little break. 8:18 to go here, first half. It's Anna Belon with the ball. Gets it over to Knack. Skip pass to Quinnell. Back out to Belon. Belon, a quick shot. That one's short. Knack tries to save it. She can't. And 8:09 to go. 13-10. Right. Here's Rib Lake with the ball. They get it into the low block. Looking to kick it back out. Nothing to do with it. And they fire it back in. Missed pass. It's going to go to the Loggers as it went through the hands of the Rib Lake girl. 7:53 to go. It's Rib Lake 13, Loggers 10. Here's Sarah Knack for the Loggers. Gets it across half court. Picks up her dribble and throws it to Rib Lake. Rib Lake going the other direction. Gums right side. Can't get it to go. Timmer's not coming hard at that rebound. Rib Lake doing everything to get the ball. So not a lot of effort at the ball here right now. Loggers got to tune that up. They want to get into this game here. Still down by three. 7.5 minutes to go. Rib Lake with the ball under their own basket. They kick it out deep. Get it in. The pressure by the Loggers. A little penetration from Rib Lake, and then they kick it out. Three-point shot up. No good. Matea rips the rebound away. Going the other way. Matea from the left side gets it up top. Into Timmers down in the low block. Timmers spins right. Can't get it to go. Loggers can't get these easy shots to fall. 7:13 to go. Rib Lake rebounds. They're up by three. The Loggers into a man-to-man defense. Called a woman-to-woman defense. All right, Rib Lake working around the perimeter. Not a high-scoring game here by any means. All right, here's Rib Lake looking to get into the low block. They do. They kick it back out. One too many passes. Tipped away by Matea, but Rib Lake come away with it. Here's Scheitower. She kicks this one out. A drive to the basket. A nice, powerful drive right there. Who was that, Nate? Is that number
23.
That was 23. Megan Kamarick. Megan Kamarick. She's just a freshman, but she's tall.
Yeah.
All right, here's Knack. Kicks it out to Belon. Out to Knack. Some of these loggers are going to have to take a shot. There's Knack. She takes one. She's fouled and going to go to the line. Looks like the loggers are tentative in this game here. 6:22 to go. It's Rib Lake up by five, but Sarah Knack, she's shooting two free throws. All right, first free throw from Knack. That one no good. Rims out. Yeah, Bonnie loves the sweater. Nate's got a fresh sweater on here tonight. Looking good for this girls game here tonight. He's a professional. That one's looking sharp.
Someone's got to be.
Second free throw from Knack is up. That one's good. Makes it 15-11. 6:22 to go. Rib Lake with the ball. And Scheitower, she's going to bring it up for the Redmen. Picks up her dribble. Hands it off to Gums. Gums going to drive in left side. Kick it back out. Gums again in that left corner. looking to get it inside. They do. They find Dahlman down by the block. She pump fakes. Shot goes up. It's no good. And rebound by the Loggers. Here's Timmers ahead of the crowd. Matea found her on the fast break. That's Loggers basketball right there. It's a two-point game. 5:48 to go. Loggers closed it within two. Riblake comes back, misses. Matea, she's got Kendra ahead of the crowd again. Kendra misses the layup. And it's going to go to Riblake. They wanted that one back. That would have tied this one up here. Crowd got a little bit fired up seeing the Loggers in their patented transition game. Kendra going to get a little break. It's Braille Mesko into the ballgame for the Loggers. The junior. Here's Riblake's turn. They're leading by two, 5.5 minutes to go. Riblake with the ball. Here's Dahlman driving baseline left side. She's fouled by Quinnell. Dahlman going to go to the line. Kiana Dahlman. She's attacking nicely. We've seen her do this in this last game, too. Dahlman steps up to the line. First one up is no good. The only girl out on the court with some Adidas's on, Nate. Deanna Dahlman. All right, second free throw up for Dahlman. No good. Rebound, a nice box out by Sarah Knack, and it's going to be a foul. The seventh team foul on Riblake. Loggers are going to be shooting from here on out. That was an over the back on Megan Kamarick, and you got to box a girl like that out. She's tall. Knack going to shoot two free throws. All right, 5:23 to go here. They put that foul on Tessa Week, but it's on Kamarick. I believe that's her second, isn't it? Did she just get one earlier? Either way, it don't matter. They put it on Tessa Week. It wasn't on her. She's not on the court. All right, here's Knack shooting the bonus free throw. Chance to tie this up. First free throw up is good from Knack. Makes it a one-point ball game. Sarah going to get her second free throw here. That one up and no good. Rebounded by Brielle Mesko here. And they get it into Matea by the basket. Oh, and the Loggers take a one-point lead. This free throw turns into points for the Loggers. 5:13 to go. It's the Loggers 16 and the Redmen 15. Here's Gums driving the basket. That one no good. Ill-advised shot. Matea goes around the back to keep the basket from her, her ball from her. And they give a little give and go back to Matea by the basket. She misses that one. Tries it again. Can't get that one to go. Matea finds Beilein about 8 feet out. That one no good. Mesko with the rebound. Kicks it out to Knack. She's going to shoot the three. That one no good. And Riblake finally comes away with the rebound. Loggers up by one. And she loses it on her own. Emma Lusty trying to dribble up right side. Lost the ball out of bounds. Going to go back to the Loggers. 4:38 to go. Loggers up by one. And they have the ball side out of bounds. Working in front of us here. From right to left. Knack picks up her dribble. Back to Mesko. They get it to Beilein in the high post. Back out to Knack. She has an open look at three. It's no good. And rebound by Tessa Week. And Loggers might come away with a steal. No, they don't. Riblake hustles to it. They come away with it. Riblake pushing. Kick it out. They're going to reverse left side. Here's Week out to Scheitower. Back to Week. Here's a skip pass to Dahlman. Dahlman's going to try to go baseline. Nothing there. Nice defense by Quinnell. And here's Scheitower. She's going to drive right side. Kicks it out to Dahlman. Dahlman going to drive in two. Into traffic, and it's going to be a jump ball. 4 minutes to go. It's Loggers basketball. Loggers leading by one. The first place in the Marywood North Conference. Phillips Loggers taking on the second place. Riblake, Lady Redmond. and it's Loggers with the ball here, but taken away. Rib Lake gets the steal. Loggers, Lily Miller steals it back. Knack's going to push it up. Get it up. No, it's a steal by Week. No, it's all over the place.
Wow.
The Loggers end up with it. Here's Belon from 8 feet. That shot no good. Tessa Week with the rebound for Rib Lake. And Loggers going to foul trying to get the jump ball. It's going to be foul on Lily Miller. All right. 3:34 to go. We can't say they're not active down there. 3:34 to go, and it's the Loggers leading by one. 16-15. Rayleigh Williams checks back in. At halftime, guys, it's going to be a fun little show. We're going to have the dance team at halftime. And the fifth-grade girls, my fifth-grade girls, are going to put on a little show down there, too. 3:30 to go in this first half. Loggers up by one. They get into Week in the low block. She kicks it out. I like that matchup with Week down there when she has it. All right, here's Loggers. Get it back. I'm sorry, Rib Lake gets it back into the low post. They kick it out to Tessa Week, and she hits a 15-footer. Tessa Week gives the Redmen a 2-point or a 1-point lead. It's 17-16. And here's Rayleigh Williams. She can't hold on to it. Pass from Knack from the top. She loses it. And it is Loggers basketball. Similar to this last game when the Loggers played the Redmen, it was close right up to halftime, yep. And then the Loggers pulled away. We'll see if the Redmen learned anything from that last game. And last game, I remember it was the Loggers working a little harder than Rib Lake. Right now, can't say the same. See if they'll change things around. Lily Miller tips that one out of bounds. McKay Acker tried to save it. She couldn't. So Brielle Mesko checks out. Kendra Timmer's back in. With 2:45 to go. And Rib Lake leading by one. And the Loggers in a 2-3 zone. They get it into the low block out of the out-of-bounds play. Shot up from Scheitower. A 3-point shot. Oh, it rolls out. Rebounded by Matea. Matea, she's going to push up court. Matea up to Knack. And down low into Kendra Timmers. No foul on that one. Not a contact. And like Mike said, he goes, can't go through her. That's what Rib Lake did there. They got away with one. 2:27 to go. Lily Miller looking to get it in. Find Timmers by the elbow. She puts the shot up. Oh, it just rims out. Nothing going. Lily Miller with a nice rebound, though. Jump ball is going to go Rib Lake's way. Jump ball should be Redmond's ball. Right, Austin corrected him. All right, 2:21 to go here. Rib Lake set to take it out of bounds here and go the distance of the court, working from left to right. And it's going to be Gums. That's Addison Gums, the senior. Gets it down to Dahlman. Out to Week. They kick it out. Working the ball nicely. Working the inside-outside game. There's Gums. She falls to the ground. Loggers jump on it. And Austin Edwards calls a timeout with 2:05 to go. And the score is 17-16. Rib Lake leading the Loggers here with 2:05 to go. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together, and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
And we're back. Jeff Hakenin and Nathan Potowell here in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's getting to be an exciting game, winding down on this second half here. It's the Rib Lake Redmen leading 17-16 over the Phillips Loggers here right now, late in this second half. A timeout called by Austin Edwards, trying to maintain this possession. Each possession matters here. The Loggers, in the last few minutes, picked up their physicality a little bit.
And Lily Miller.
Lily Miller kind of adding to that and really bringing the Loggers back into this game. We're going to need Lily Miller to do Lily Miller things out there. And quick shot by Tessa Week. Two in a row out of the timeout. The same play. Tessa Week hits one from about 15 feet. Austin Edwards calling up a nice play out of the timeout. Then she gets the steal, but Matea steals it back. Matea hits the layup. Back to a one-point game, 19-18, minute 47 to go. Quick plays here, Nate. Girls sports, it's fast.
It's fast, is right.
All right, here's Dahlman for the Redmen. Little dribble penetration, kicks back out. Dip pass over to this right corner, an air ball three-pointer, and then a foul on Dahlman on the rebound. It was Avery Nemi hit nothing on that corner three, and that's going to put Kendra Timmers at the line. And could be a little bit of trouble being in the bonus here if they're not careful. Tessa Week, she's going to sit down, and Megan McCormick, the freshman, going to come in. Megan McCormick, she's going to be a player here. You can see how tall she is.
Yeah, she is.
For the Redmen. All right, there we go. And free throw missed there by Kendra Timmers. That's what the Loggers are doing, a lot of misses. But another steal, Rayleigh Williams. And she gets it off, too. Kendra Timmers finds Matea down in the low block. A little move, kicks it back out. Here's Knack. Misses the deep two. Back out to Knack. Rayleigh Williams got the rebound. She picks up her dribble. Get past to Miller. Miller can do something with it. She's going to need to. And here's Matea, skips to Knack. Knack's not afraid to shoot it. She does. It gives the Loggers a lead. Hits a 10-foot jumper. 20-19. Loggers up by one with a minute to go in this first half. All right, your Scheitower from the top. Gets it over to Dahlman, left side. Dahlman dribbles back up to the top and goes to the right. Your Scheitower in the corner. Finds Kamarik in the low block, kicks it back out. Gums going to drive. Kick back out. Here again. And here is a three-point shot, no good, from Dahlman. Rebounded by the Loggers, 25 seconds to go. And poked away. But Lily Miller finds it, can't hit the layup. Matea found her by the basket. And Loggers got to be able to hit a bunny. That's their downfall in this first half. They have top 10 seconds to go. Oh. And over and back.
They got it.
Loggers going to get it back with 8 seconds. They're not going to push it up. See if they're going to put any pressure on the Loggers. They're not. With 8 seconds to go, they're going to keep an eye on where Matea is. You know that. There, Matea gets it. Kicks it out to Miller. Miller with 3 seconds to go. Here's Knack. Rayleigh Williams got to shoot a quick one. Oh, it's no good. Final score at the half here. Loggers 20, Riblake Redmen 19. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 5-minute timeout.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. For 2025, Medford Motors is all about convenient ways to get your vehicle serviced. Our tried and true pickup and delivery system has expanded up to 15 miles from the store, and our mobile service has expanded up to 120 miles away from the dealership. We also offer 24/7 online scheduling. With virtually zero downtime, getting your vehicle service is just as easy as ordering food for delivery. Call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 or schedule online today.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shannon Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together, and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
All right, we're back here at halftime. Phillips Loggers are leading the Rib Lake Redmond girls 20-19. Jeff is down on the court with the little fifth-grade girls. We just want to make sure we let everyone know that the Phillips girls have won their sixth consecutive straight conference championship. And we will send it back to 98Q Country for another five-minute timeout.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride
to our community.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
As you head out on the frozen lakes here in the Northwoods to fish for your catch of the day, remember that you'll always score big when you grab all of your ice fishing supplies from Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips, offering the best in live bait, tip-ups, jigs, ice augers, and all the winter clothing to keep you warm. Bader Sports Center is a proud local area sports broadcast sponsor. Bader Sports Center, located on Lake Avenue right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction. Heck yeah.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
As you head out on the frozen lakes here in the Northwoods to fish for your catch of the day, remember that you'll always score big when you grab all of your ice fishing supplies from Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips, offering the best in live bait, tip-ups, jigs, ice augers, and all the winter clothing to keep you warm. Bader Sports Center is a proud local area sports broadcast sponsor. Bader Sports Center, located on Lake Avenue right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenandroofing.com or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and along with Nathan Podwell here in Phillips, Wisconsin. We're at halftime here, and we got a ball game right now. It's the Phillips Loggers leading the Rib Lake Redmen 20-19 in girls basketball action. And it's the first place conference champions, Phillips Loggers, taking on the second place Rib Lake Redmen, coached by Phillips' very own, Phillips' sweetheart, Austin Edwards, coaching over there. And Austin's got these girls ready. They started out this game, gave the first punch of the game. They've been, looking like the dominating team in this first half so far physically. Yep. Oh, rebounding, getting on the ground. They're the ones grabbing rebounds and throwing elbows around, not dirty elbows, just clearing the area out. They did a very nice job in that first half and limiting Matea on her scoring. She had a hard time getting things to fall. We're going to go over our high school sports sponsors here quick. We want to thank Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Bader Sports Center, Wolf Farms and Butternut, and Heckman Auction. Heckman Auction,
heck yeah!
As always, the halftime and postgame show brought to you by Forward Bank. And the second half set to get underway here in just a moment. Both teams getting back onto the court here. And they got a little popcorn mess down on the ground over there. Someone's, they keep just stepping.